Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, Celeste Headlee here with John Hockenberry. And let's get right to another update coming to us live from Cairo. We have the New York Times' David Kirkpatrick with us. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
You have just stepped out of that crowd that we're seeing from this TV footage in Cairo?
Yes, I have. And crowd really understates it. I'm not sure there's a word big enough for what's happening here.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that specifically because several news outlets are reporting, 100,000, maybe more than 100,000. Al Jazeera is reporting more than 1 million. What are we here? What should we believe?
I would say it's at least several hundred thousand and growing faster than I can count. The streets of Cairo are rivers of people flowing into the downtown central square, Tahrir Square, Liberation Square in Arabic. It's like nothing I have ever seen before. There are old men and young women with tears in their eyes at the beauty of it. It's everybody from all walks of life. You have men with long beards and women with the niqab and the veil and young women with designer sunglasses and working class men in calabas. Everybody. It seems like there are people who've driven in from the suburbs in their SUVs together with their doormen all out in the central square of Tahrir Square. And it is an unbelievable, festive atmosphere. And the people keep saying things like, I can't believe this is happening in Egypt. I never thought I would see the Egyptian people turn out like this. It's really a breathtaking scene.
And the one surprising thing to me is that the protests have changed. The tenor of them seem to have changed so much that at this point we're seeing families holding hands of their children walking into Tahrir Square.
Yeah, that is really the cutest thing. On the way in, I saw a father with a little boy on his shoulder, and the kid is trying to lead a chant in Arabic. The people want the government to fall. Iskat Yirid Nizam, whatever. You get the idea. It's a cute, beautiful scene.
Well, let me ask you: if the march goes and marches on the presidential palace as we hear is planned, do you think this jubilation could change to something else?
At this point, it's hard to say. I mean, I wouldn't want to hazard a guess as to what happens this afternoon. I think there's a lot of speculation that the pressure on President Mubarak to leave the country is growing, possibly from within his own government. We saw last night the military sending a signal that it was not going to use force to suppress demonstrations. And then his kind of number two man coming forward and saying he was going to be leading talks with the opposition. So there are signs that Mubarak has blinked, which I think is one reason why the atmosphere in the streets is the way it is today.
David Kirkpatrick with our partner, The New York Times, joining us live from just outside Tahrir Square in Cairo. Thank you so much, David.